Hello, welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases podcast. Today we'll be discussing Bragdon versus Abbott, which was decided in the U.S. Supreme Court in 1998. The question before the court was whether non-symptomatic HIV individuals were considered disabled under the American with Disabilities Act, also abbreviated as ADA, and specifically whether a dentist's refusal to treat an HIV-positive patient due to concerns about the transmission of the virus constitutes discrimination under the ADA. In the facts of the case, Ms. Sydney Abbott informed her dentist that she was HIV positive. Her dentist, Dr. Bragdon, discovered that she had a cavity, but noted his policy about not filling cavities of HIV-infected patients in his office. He offered to perform her work at a hospital, but she would be responsible for the cost of the hospital's facilities. Ms. Abbott sued Dr. Bragdon under the ADA, alleging discrimination on the basis of her disability. The district court granted summary judgment to Ms. Abbott, then the appellate court agreed with the lower court that Ms. Abbott's HIV was a disability under ADA, even if she was not symptomatic, and that treating her at the office would not pose a direct threat to health and safety of her other patients. This was appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Holding, the court held that asymptomatic HIV is a disability under the ADA, and that it's a, quote, physical impairment that substantially limits one or more of Ms. Abbott's major life activities, end quote. However, the appellate court did not cite sufficient material to determine that HIV infection posed no direct threat to the health of others in this case. The case was remanded for further exploration of direct threat. In the majority opinion, the court concluded that HIV, even when asymptomatic, meets the definition of a disability under the ADA. The court reasoned that HIV substantially limits major life activities like reproduction, and that individuals with HIV should not be treated differently from other people with disabilities. The ADA defines a direct threat to be a, quote, significant threat to the health or safety of others that cannot be eliminated by modification of policies, practices, or procedures, end quote. The court noted that risk is determined by healthcare professionals' medical or objective evidence, not just, quote, good faith belief, end quote. On remand, the risk of infection was determined to be insignificant and the plaintiff was not a direct threat to the dentist. The dissent argued that HIV-positive individuals should not automatically be considered disabled under the ADA unless the disease significantly impairs a major life activity, and question whether asymptomatic HIV infection should be classified as a disability, particularly when the person has no functional impairment. Overall, this case was crucial in establishing that individuals with HIV are protected under the ADA, even if they are asymptomatic. It highlighted the importance of ensuring that people with HIV are not discriminated against in the settings like healthcare, where they may face unfair treatment based on their medical status. This case also highlighted the intersection of public health concerns with legal protections, balancing the rights of individuals with disabilities against the concerns about disease transmission.